You're listening to WMUK. I'm Rebecca Thiel. Clara Mott has been dancing with the Ballet Art School since she was about 4 years old. Now, as a high school senior, Amat will be the leading lady in her last performance with the ensemble, the classic ballet Cinderella.
I'm more of a shy person, so the dancing is what I love to do, but the acting is more difficult for me, for sure.
The ballet will take place this weekend at Chenery Auditorium. Artistic director Kathleen Hewling says the school will be sad to see Amat go, but Hewling's used to this.
They are like your children, and they graduate and they go off and they do other things. And it's very rewarding to see that happen. I think the ensemble helps develop very strong, confident young women.
Most ballet companies dance Cinderella to music by Sergei Prokofiev, written in the 1940s. But for this production, director Kathleen Hewling mostly used an older suite.
In my research, I found the ballet Cinderella written by Strauss back in the late 1800s, and I didn't realize that he had written the ballet Cinderella. I don't think the story or the ballet took off very well. It wasn't very popular, but the music is amazing. And like all of Strauss, it's, you know, very melodic and beautiful and romantic, and I found for my choreography, I thought for my style and for my cast, it would be a better fit.
That's not to say there's no Prokofiev in the dance. Hewling says those compositions are perfect for those magical scenes with the fairy godmother. Though the plot somewhat differs from the popular Disney movie, it's full of happy endings. Even the stepsisters have something to look forward to. The stepsisters are by far the most colorful characters on stage, clumsily dancing around in bulkier shoes.
It really goes more along with the silliness of the character, too, so we can stomp, you know, make a little noise, stomp around. So I think the shoes really fit, actually.
That's Debbie Norton. She says in this production, you'd never know that she and her stage sister, Erin Rafferty, have years of classical training.
Even though somebody that's watching us might think, oh, we could do that, you know, where they're just fumbling around the stage, but it's actually very highly choreographed.
And very energetic, too.
And very fun. it's great, great fun.
Though Cinderella herself undoubtedly gets the most stage time, many characters get their moment in the spotlight. Hewling even created a special solo for the prince, played by Michael Artrip.
We picked together a choreography that were my personal strengths, as well as things that she wanted to see in the variation. So the chasse coupe jeté en manège, which in the circle across, around the stage, that's something I just personally enjoy doing. So that was something I was like, yeah, can we just throw that in there? Because that's something I like to do, and it looks cool, too.
The public can see the Cinderella Ballet at Chenery Auditorium Saturday and Sunday at 2 o'clock. But tonight, Hewling says dancers will do a private rehearsal for kids at Bronson Hospital.
They're coming in for their chemo treatments, okay, at Bronson. And so they are immune compromised. They can't be in large crowds. They can't do things like this when they're undergoing chemotherapy. So we invite them and their families, any of them who want to come.
For WMUK, I'm Rebecca Thiel.